Look for sunny skies today, the high in the mid-80s. Thanks for joining us with this FM 97.7 News Update. I'm Bill Kassler. A father and son suspected of stealing scrap metal, 45-year-old Dennis R. Yerian of Cumberland and 23-year-old Dennis A. Yerian of Binesville, were both allegedly observed removing material from Guernsey scrap metal in Binesville. The pair were arrested by deputies from the Guernsey County Sheriff's Office and officers with the Binesville Police Department. Both Yerians were charged with felony 5, breaking and entering. The father and son are awaiting arraignments in the Guernsey County Jail. With the school year now over, the Cambridge City Schools Board of Education wrapped up the year past and prepared for the 2008-2009 school year. Mike McKay has more.
The school board made quick work of a light agenda last evening, which included almost two dozen personnel items, including the resignation of Mike Seiler, Roberta Weaver, and Bob Marks. The board also unanimously approved a three-year contract for Susan Tucker as the district's treasurer, CFO, and business manager at the same pay scale. The board then retired into executive session to consider the employment of a public employee or official believed to be a closed-door discussion concerning the search for a new superintendent. Prior to entering that session, Board President Dan Carpinetti said he had few details.
We are going in now, in fact, to do some strategy at this point in time as to how we want to do this search, who we involve, and what the process is, the procedure is for coming up with a superintendent.
I'm Mike McKay for ABC News.
In other news, an early Tuesday morning injury accident on I-70 at the New Concord exit. According to reports from the Zanesville Post of the State Highway Patrol, a vehicle driven by 21-year-old Erica English of Frederick, Maryland, was traveling east on I-70, lost control, spun off the right side of the road, struck a ditch, and then overturned. Troopers believe the road was slick after a rain shower. English, who was cited for failure to control, was treated and released from Good Samaritan Hospital. Seven local charities will share over $16,000 worth of grant funding in the semi-annual disbursement from the Cambridge Kiwanis Foundation. Foundation Chair Tom Atkinson announced the recipients at Tuesday's Kiwanis meeting. The Cambridge City Band will receive $2,150 to support their annual Christmas concert. The Antrim Community Fire Department got $4,000 to pay for hydrant hose fittings. Binesville Scenic Railway, $3,200 to help fund student costs for educational tours on the railway. $1,500 to the American Red Cross of Ohio Hills for children's swimming lessons in Guernsey and Noble counties, $1,000 to Grace Pantry to purchase food, and $1,000 to Community Treasures to support a move to a larger facility. The Cambridge Kiwanis Foundation disperses funds two times a year to tax-exempt public organizations. Grant applications may be obtained by writing the Cambridge Kiwanis Foundation, P.O. Box 1757, Cambridge, Ohio 43725. Look for sunny skies today, the high right around 85 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, the low in the upper 50s, and Thursday, mostly sunny with the high in the upper 80s. For ABC News, I'm Bill Kassler reporting. For an update on news anytime, log on to our website at yourradioplace.com.